You know, men, some men are truly disgusting. And I don't know who said it. I have a feeling I know who said it. But get your life together. When I ask a question about a show or something, answer the question about the show. Don't be asking me to send you nudes. Don't be telling me that you would love to be my side dude. Because I don't want that. That's just extra problems for me. You want to take me on a date? No. If you want to pay my bills, though, you could definitely tell me who you are. But anyway, welcome back to Locked In Binging. I am your host, Drea, and I have no idea what we're getting into today, but here we go. Last week, I decided to ask, what was your The Summer I Turned Pretty moment? Now, when I asked that, what I meant by it is, if you've ever seen The Summer I Turned Pretty, it's literally about a girl who has her glow up over the summer, and the guy that she likes finally notices her and yada yada yada. But he's always seen her. It's just like he saw her more of like a sister at one point, but now he's like, oh my god, you're like a goddess now and whatever. And then he's got competition because everybody sees it. It's not just him. When I asked that question, I expected females to answer, some males, you know what I mean? But the answers that I got, three of them are not useful to me. Well, not three. Two of them really are not useful to me. So I'll tell you what they are, but we're going to start with the legitimate ones first. The two answers that actually answered something, the three answers that actually answered something. As I said, the question was, what was your The Summer I Turned Pretty moment? The first answer was, never came. The next answer was, I'm still waiting. Then someone said, never seen this shit a day in my life. Respected. Then I got, can I get some pictures of you nude? No. And then someone said, would like to be your side dude, but your man will kill me. I'm not even going to say the rest because whoever is listening, like whoever decided to write that, what is wrong with you? What is you going through? I just, no. That's a hard miss. You shot your shot anonymously, as I would figured that somebody would. I don't know if it's actually a man. I don't know if it's a woman. Get your life together. Leave me alone. Do not come on my post. Do not comment on anything of mine. The next time I get a post like this or an answer like this, I'm just not even going to acknowledge it. And then what's going to happen? I don't know. The Summer That I Turned Pretty is a very good show. Have I watched the second season yet? No. You want to know why? Because I haven't had time. I've been getting my ass up at 5 o'clock because my alarm goes off at 4:30 and I'm just like, I'm up the fuck, but I'm not up at all. I am tired of shit, so I've been getting up at 5 o'clock, getting out of bed, hitting my feet hit the floor at 5:15. I get a quick 10 minutes in. If I get up earlier than that and I'm happy as can be, I am on my mini stepper for 30 minutes, 10 to 30 minutes, and then I am on my way onto my day, and life is just life at that point. The Summer That I Turned Pretty, I'm not really too sure what was happening that year. I'm pretty sure that I was 15 years old, and everybody and their mama wanted a piece of me for whatever reason. The people that I wanted to talk to wanted nothing to do with me at all. I was getting nasty. People just, ugh. I finally got the courage to tell someone how I feel, and he shut me down. But it's fine. As long as we're all living our best lives, it doesn't matter. The summer I turned pretty, I feel like I kissed two strangers. One stranger. But yeah, I didn't have like the dramatics that Belly had. I didn't have any of that. She has a lot of dramatics. Like all of a sudden she gets there to the house, to the summer house, because they meet there in the summertime. And all of a sudden she's going to the cotillion ball. Like, I didn't do any of that. I didn't want to. Not at all. I don't even remember that being an option. But if it was, would not be doing it. That's too much for me. Yes, it would look good on my college application, but I didn't go to college. I went on to online college and I got scammed, because college is a scam. For some people, not for all. I really did not want to go. The only reason that I went is because I was being pressured to go, and now I am $25,000 in debt on top of my other debt. So if you don't want to go to college and you don't want to further your education because you don't want to, then fucking don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth the money. It's not worth the stress, and it's not worth the essays, because the fuck, nobody wants to do that. The hell. And look at me now. Look at me. I am doing a podcast, for God's sakes. I'm not where I want to be. And then, well, I do want to make a podcast, but I'm just saying I'm not financially where I want to be. I'm sure if I didn't have that $25,000 debt, I'd be all right. Okay? I'm just saying. Anyway, moving on. Today, I had no meat. My coworker asked me, is it because of religion? And I looked at her and said, absolutely not. It is not because of religion. I just didn't want to eat meat today. So I didn't. Sometimes I'm just in that mood. I got an awesome check today. If you are from TikTok and you're listening to my podcast, you are going to see a cash stuffing tomorrow. I hope. Because, like, y'all know I be lying. And I don't know. Everyone in my job is getting sick. And now my daughter's nose is running. And I knew she wasn't going to pass her. But now I'm starting to feel like something's brewing. And I just don't want to. I'm not in a mood for that. I take my vitamins. God damn it. But I get sick. Whatever. I'll be okay. I'm just going to sleep or something. Today is definitely a rest day for me. I am not going to work out. I'm not going to meet anything, any type of steps. None of that. I'm not doing any of that. I know, like, when you have an Apple Watch and you are, like, you know, streaks and all the other stuff, you're, like, addicted to doing it, but you need to rest. And then there's people who are like, oh my God, I need an active rest day. What the fuck is an active rest day? What the fuck is that? That means I'm seriously still working out. I'm still doing that. I don't care. If I'm not, I'm doing low impact, high intensity, high, all that extraness. If I'm doing that, bitch, I'm still working out. I am. You cannot sit there and say that I am not. I don't care. Yoga is a workout. I don't give a fuck what anyone says about that, because it is. And 45 minutes of stretching your limbs from your toes to your head, you'd be tired too. That is a workout. If they were like, oh, I'm just gonna go for a leisure walk, that's my active resting. That is not resting. It's not. I love the idea, but yeah, like that 75 hard, 75 soft challenge is for the birds. But we're doing it, it's getting done. And I'm also probably lying, because as soon as I'm done, I'm probably going to get on my stepper, because I'm addicted now. I have to do it, because now I feel like a loser, because I didn't work out. I didn't lift weights or nothing. I just wiped ass all day. That's all I did. Took a ride into the abyss. This lighting is horrendous. I don't know. I don't have a nice light. I have a room light, a lamp, and it's just pointed directly at my face, so that's what's happening. But you know what though, look at that. If you're listening, you can't see, but I have like a little dimple that I'm like obsessed with. So yeah, I really would like to know who sent me that message. Like, not a message, but like responded to my summer I turned pretty like that. It made me chuckle, but it did not help me in any type of way. I'm sitting at work about to go from my run. Not a real run, like taking people home. Like that's what I was doing. I was literally getting people in the van and going home. But before then, I was looking and seeing like, oh, did anyone answer? Because, you know, I share my thing, my link all the time. People don't see it. I don't want to be the type of person who sits there and has to send it to everybody, because then I feel annoying. And I don't want to feel annoying. I don't want to feel pushy. I don't want people to talk about me and say, oh my gosh, you're so fucking annoying. I am annoying, but I don't want to be that annoying. And now, like, I don't feel great. I don't have the energy to do that, to ask you to do. I'm not panhandling and asking, can you look at my podcast? You gonna watch my podcast? You gonna listen to? I don't want to do that. I just don't. But I guess I might have to. But I don't know. So yeah, I went and was looking at the responses, and I'm like, yes, I got 5 responses. That is better than 1. That is better than 2. It is 5. Then I get this nonsense. Never in my life have I been so disappointed. I'm lying. There's many of times that I've been very disappointed. One specific time when I was 18. But I'm not gonna talk about that today. I think about it often, but I'm not gonna talk about it today. Do not in your life ever try to play me like that ever again, because I feel like you got the wrong one. And as far as seeing me nude, you do not want to see that. I'm telling you right now, you don't. I'm just saying, it's wishful thinking for you. But I don't know just why. And then, even if it's a joke, I would love the fact, if I put on there that I accept, like, the emails and whatever, I don't know if it tells you that I would, but I didn't, because I let it be anonymous, because I know, I say this, I've been saying this since the first episode of this season, like, I know for a fact that people do not want other people to know their business or who says what and does this and does that. I already know. I'm not dumb, but these people, men, women, whatever the hell you are, whatever you identify as, idiots, decided to waste my time. And I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Because what are you doing? Oh my God. I really want to get a new microphone. I hope that this does not sound as bad as it did last week. Because last week I put that mess in my car. And I was like, whoop, turn that shit off. I don't know which one of my kids turned it all the way up, but they played me and they won. That was a battle that they won that day. Oh my goodness. So yeah, I hope that everyone's week is going good. I have another question of the week, but it's not a question. Since people want to confess shit, I figured, because I was, you know, brainstorming with my friends and stuff, maybe I should just do like a confession, even if it's just a segment of it. And then we'll just chit-chat. You know what I'm saying? Chit-chat a little bit. Chirp, chirp, whatever. We'll do that. So yeah, I want to know. I don't know how, where this is going to go and how people are going to take it, but I just want to know. Send me in your Black History Month confessions, because I just want to know what's happening there. I don't know where this is going to go. I have no idea. What is next week? What date is next week? I don't even know. Because I just don't. It's going to be like the 5th or some shit, right? So that the week after that is Valentine's Day. And y'all already know we're going to be asking about Valentine's Day. We meaning me. Because it's just me here. And I'm a psychopath, obviously. So yeah. Doing this shit solo is fun. But like, who am I talking to? I don't know. I'm a little sad that I'm by myself, but it's okay. I will get through it. I'm trying to be a better podcaster. But yeah, so, well, that's this week's episode of Locked and Binging. New episodes come out on Saturdays at 5 a.m. I will see you next week. Bye.